Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com. Chris, we're going to look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, we're going to go back on this one to April 11th of 1967. It's the opening game of the 1967 season. And Chris, this one matches up the Giants and the Cardinals, and it's in St. Louis. Now, if you look back to 66, the Giants went down to the last Sunday of the season, and Koufax, of course, beats the Phillies, and the Giants are in Pittsburgh, and they end up losing the pennant to the Dodgers that last Sunday. So this is game one of 1967, and why I picked it? It matches up two Hall of Famers, Juan Marichal and Bob Gibson. And what would you have given to get a ticket to go and see this one, get in the time machine and go back and see this matchup of Marichal and Gibson?
Marty, it doesn't get any better than that. It really does not. Marichal was the premier pitcher. Well, he was the winningest pitcher of the 1960s, 191 wins, I believe, during a decade. And Bob Gibson, what can you say about him? The following year, he had the 1.12 ERA, but such a dominant presence on the mound, one of the greatest ever. So, as you say, a fabulous pitching matchup. I seem to remember reading something about a little prelude to this opening series. The Giants and Cardinals attended some sort of banquet or luncheon or dinner, you know, in St. Louis, the teams did, and somebody got up, one of the main speakers, and said, "The National League representative for the World Series is sitting in this room tonight," meaning they either the Giants or the Cardinals, and time told which team it was.
Well, it was. We'll get jump ahead. It was the Cardinals that won the pennant that year with 101 wins. The Giants did come in second. But 38,117 to see the game in St. Louis. It's a night game. Now, this is game one of a six-game trip. The Giants go 1-5 on this trip. Their only win is in game two, I will tell you that. Gaylord Perry over Tony Cloninger, 2-0, 2 hours, 7 minutes. The Giants have a 7-9 April after coming so close to winning the pennant in 1966. The manager is Herman Franks. The coach is Larry Jansen, Cookie Lavaggetto, and Harry Peanuts Lowry. All right, here are the lineups for this one. This is why we love doing these shows, just to do the lineups and just imagine this. Ken Henderson in right, Alou in left, Mays in center field, McCovey at first, Hart at third base, Howler catching, Davenport at short, and Hal Lanier at second, and Marichal on the hill. For the Cardinals, Brock, Flood, Maris, Cepeda, Mike Shannon, Tim McCarver, Julian Javier, Dal Maxwell, and Bob Gibson. If you fast forward, Chris, to October, it was the same lineup for the Cardinals when they started the World Series.
That's a great point, Marty. And you also mentioned the 7-9 April the Giants had. Looked it up. The Giants, unlike their previous second-place finishes, they were never in first place during this 1967 season. They finished, I believe, 91-71. Had a good record, but never really challenged the Cardinals.
Well, here we go. Marichal and Gibson. And this is one, Chris, as I say, I just love saying the words. The Giants first. Gibson strikes out the side. The Cardinals second. They're going to get all the runs they're going to need in this game. Javier with a base hit. Maxwell with a base hit. Gibson strikes out. Hall of Famer Lou Brock, three-run homer. Flood grounds out. Maris doubles, and Cepeda grounds out to short to end the inning. Jimmy Davenport throws him out. So the Cardinals go up 3-0. We go to the Giants second. McCovey strikes out. Hart strikes out. And Howler finally breaks the string with a pop-up to the catcher to end that inning. In the Giants' third, they load the bases on a base hit by Lanier, Marichal, and Henderson. But then Alou hits into a double play first to catcher, Cepeda to the catcher to end the inning. Chris, in the first four innings, Bob Gibson strikes out 9. For the game, he gets McCovey, Alou, and Hart 3 times each, and the Cardinals go on to win this game 6-0. Now, Marichal goes 7 innings, 14 hits, 6 runs, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, and here's Gibson. And boy, 9 innings, 5 hits, no runs, no walks, 13 strikeouts, Chris, in the first game of the season. Lindy McDaniel, by the way, pitched the 8th inning for the Giants. I thought I'd throw that one in.
If Bob Gibson were so inclined, I'll bet he'd look back at these box scores of his all the games he'd pitched, and he'd probably pick this one out as one of his best. I mean, he had so many great ones, but no walks and double-digit strikeouts against a team who was, you could say, the Cardinals' most direct rival for the pennant in those years. He struck out McCovey three times, as you said, and Bob Gibson was quoted quite often as saying that Willie McCovey was the hitter he feared the most in the National League. And so for him to strike out Willie Mack three times in the one game, that just proved that Bob Gibson was extra special on that night.
Yeah, opening day for the Cardinals, an hour and 55 minutes in opening day, April 11th of 1967. On the year, Cepeda for the Cardinals, now he was traded in 66 for Ray Sadecki. Cepeda, 325, 399 on base, 524 slugging, unanimous MVP for Orlando Cepeda. Sadecki goes 12-6 for the Giants after a 3-7 66 season. For Bob Gibson, what a year, Chris. 13-7, 298 earned run average. He breaks his leg, I think in August, still pitches three innings with the broken leg, a ball is hit to the box, and he ends the season with 175 innings pitched. For Maris, 261, 346 on base, 405 slugging, 9 homers, 55 RBIs, and as Orlando Cepeda's told me, Maris was the most complete outfielder, right fielder. Now, he didn't put Mays in that category. Of course, Mays was the best, but Maris was the best baseball player that he remembers. Maris just added to that Cardinal team. So I like this one. It's an opening day, April 11th of 67, and if you could buy a ticket to the game of Marischal and Gibson.
In 68, I went 26-9. And Bob Gibson came out with that phenomenal ERA. So many good pitchers in that era. And after 68 season, they lowered the mounds because Gibson, myself.
Two Hall of Famers. This is what baseball's all about.
Certainly is, Marty. And you mentioned Roger Maris. A lot of people think he should be in the Hall of Fame. And it's funny how the 1967 season unfolded. While Marischal was and is the Giants' ace, but who won the Cy Young Award that year? For the Giants, Mike McCormick, who came on at the end of the year. It was kind of, in a way, a topsy-turvy year for the Giants.
Boy, interesting. Good point, Chris. I like it. Well, that's another great game in Giants franchise history.